Hello and welcome to another episode of Throw the Podcast. Today we are talking BitConnect in our news section. We're also diving into an interesting video of the day. And in our main topic, we're discussing crypto, or how I learned to stop worrying and love the HODL. That's right, Throw the Podcast starting now.
Welcome to Twitter with Carl Gonzalez, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, via SoundCloud and supported by listeners like you. It's time for the news. 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 Thriller with Carl Gonzalez.
Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of Throw the Podcast. Today is a very interesting and sad day in crypto. We learned a lot today, and I learned a lot personally, not only as a person who runs a cryptocurrency podcast, but also someone who invests in crypto as well, just like you guys. So I want to start off with kind of a bummer. I think I finally come to the realization that you know, when it comes to me really giving you guys advice on coins and stuff like that, I'm going to have to make an even more extreme effort to be careful with what I say and how I say it going on from this day forward. I realize a lot of what I say here on the podcast, you guys take as truth. And I'm starting to realize that even though I didn't have anything to do with the BitConnect shoveling or telling you guys to get on it or anything like that, I didn't exactly stop you guys either. So, you know, I do want to apologize to you guys because I should have known that you guys were listening to the show and that you guys were also listening to what I was saying. And I should have said, you know what, take all your money out of BitConnect and don't put any more money in there. Instead, I think I said something to the like of, do what you want, just don't reinvest into somebody else's referral kind of thing. And I regret saying that now because I should have said the right thing, and the right thing at the time, because I knew it in my gut because I was doing the same thing, is just not reinvesting at all. So I apologize for that, guys. I really do, and I'm truly sorry. I will try to be better going forward because I will realize that, you know, just because I see things a certain way doesn't make it truth or doesn't make it absolute truth. So I do want to start off the podcast by saying that. So definitely feeling pretty bad today because I didn't get any emails from you guys or no one's messaged me telling me about it or anything like that. Just because you guys are awesome and you guys are all smart investors and you probably listen to everybody else. But I think I'm just going to become more bullish on the coins that I believe 100% in my heart will work and more bullish on the 100% on the coins I know that will not. And if I'm wrong on the ones that will not and they become winners, then so be it. I'll be wrong on those. But I'll be right on the ones that I know that are shit, and I'm stopping you guys from investing in the shit ones. And yes, that will probably, you know, lose some listeners, and that will probably label me as a FUD slinger. But at the same time, I could potentially be stopping the next BitConnect from happening, and, you know, for all these people taking their losses. I do also want to say there's some people on YouTube right now, and I posted a comment on one of their YouTube channels, and I said, warning, you know, in capitalized letters, and I said, be careful, do not listen to this guy. He scammed people with BitConnect, and I put in there like an exclamation point. Well, almost immediately after I put that post yesterday, all these people were on there. What are you talking about? You know, blah, 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 blah. This is why your podcast sucks, blah, 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 blah. Because you don't know a good thing, whatever. And then sure enough, like not even 17 hours later, guys, BitConnect released an actual letter saying that they were shutting down their exchange site. And then all of a sudden you see all these stream of comments right after that saying, apparently Throw a Podcast wasn't wrong. He was right. And apparently all you people saying that you're making money off of BitConnect are not making money off of BitConnect. And so it became this whole thing, the whole comment stream. It was on the Trayvon James channel that I made that comment on, just because I didn't like the fact that he wasn't addressing, you know, the truth. And even now, if you listen to him.
Hopefully you're smart and you didn't invest more money than you can afford to lose. That's what everyone says all over crypto. So if you're blaming me, that's a pussy way out, man. Don't blame me for your moves, man. Don't say I convinced you to do anything. Don't try it, man. I'm fucked. I'm not fucked in any way, shape, or form, because this is YouTube. I don't own BitConnect. I didn't do anything. I use the platform just like everyone else. So if I'm fucked, so are you guys. Okay, so something else that I wanted to say. Oh yeah, to everyone that's on YouTube right now, let me try and find, wow, 8,000 viewers. I knew this would be a historic stream. Historic. So make sure you guys, I'm not going to do it yet. Oh yeah, for everyone on YouTube right now who is, look at this, BitConnect. No, it's not BitConnect. BitConnect. You know, to everybody that's making these, you all, you guys, Superman, shout Superman. Everybody wanted this Sunny Decree, Eyes of the BS Filter, High on Coins never really said anything. Crypto Bobby. Shout out to all you guys, man. You guys win, man. Crypto, you didn't really shit on us too much, but you're doing it now. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to everybody that's shitting on me right now. That you guys win, man. You won. I'm not playing victim, but I'm just waving the white flag. You guys won. BitConnect lending is done. On that note, I will be over here on steamit.motherfucking.com. All right. I have about.
And then he goes on to like promote his Steamit account. Yeah, now I think I'm about to close my Steamit account, because if he's going to Steamit, that sounds like another Ponzi scheme to me. Like, I'm trying to joke about it, but honestly, I'm looking at it now. I'm like, you know what? Maybe if he's on Steamit, maybe I shouldn't be on Steamit now, because the fact that this guy won't even take responsibility, like, he won't say that what he did, he thinks he just made YouTube videos and it was up to everybody else, and that he didn't tell anybody to do anything. That's not true. Like, there's videos where he's literally paying people to sign up to BitConnect, and he's going to pay their referral, or he's going to cover their upfront costs just so he can make money off of their lending. So it's kind of like one of those things where he's just straight up lying. And it's sad, because what you see there is a person who already feels the hate from all these people. Because he was doing a live stream earlier, and literally tons of people were yelling at him and calling him names and saying all this stuff to him, which wasn't cool. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, what did you expect, dude? Like, you're literally giving these people advice every day. You think you're making YouTube videos, you know, but they're actually taking your advice. And I think it's your responsibility to, if you have, you know, 250,000 subscribers and you have like, you know, 500,000 views per video, it's your responsibility to make sure that you inform your subscriber base, your viewers, and let them know exactly what's going on. Especially, you don't want this to happen. And the fact that this has happened, and the fact that BitConnect is now closing, and the fact that all these people are pulling their BitConnect videos off, you know, like Grant, like that guy, I forget his name's, His name's Grant something, and then there's another guy named Rhino something. There's other people, Crypto Nick or whatever his name is. There's like all these people that are pulling their BitConnect videos and they're just straight up just like going on like nothing has happened. And they're just ignoring either all the BitConnect stuff. And he goes on his chat, on his live stream and says, I'm still holding BitConnect, all this stuff. And it's kind of like, dude, the gig is up, man. Like, it's time to own up what you did. And he's the only one that I've seen that's actually talking about it, but he's not even saying, hey guys, my bad. I shouldn't have like tricked you into signing up to this account. And it's just bad. It's just a bad situation all around. Not only that, if we look at the news, what actually happened, it's downright disgusting because this is killing the rest of the cryptocurrency market right now. This makes all crypto look bad. You know, it's not something that, you know, is just for the BitConnect and Bitcoin lending crowd. It's for everybody. So they came up and they basically said, in short, we are closing lending service and exchange service while BitConnect.co website will operate for wallet service, news, and educational purposes. So the announcement, they blame a myriad of factors, perhaps notably the cease and desist letters issued in recent days from regulators in Texas and in North Carolina. Both letters stated that BitConnect was engaged in a sale of underregistered securities tied to the token sale. So they say, we have received two cease and desist letters, one from Texas, one from North Carolina. These actions have become a hindrance for the legal continuation of the platform. And then they call this bad press. They also said that committee members uneasy and created a lack of confidence in the platform. You know, they blame the crypto world for calling it a Ponzi scheme. And then they said they got a string of dedicated denial of service attacks pointed at them. So to me, you know what that sounds like? Like, I can read through all that bullshit. That sounds like fucking slinging bullshit at whatever sticks. I wouldn't be surprised if they paid for their own denial of service attacks. You can easily do that nowadays. You can create your own little fake denial of service attacks on your own platform if you wanted to. You just got to pay them in Bitcoin. I'm sure they have more than enough of Bitcoin to pay them with. And the fact that they're saying bad press, of course it's bad press, because people are automatically calling it a Ponzi scheme once they started figuring out that this referral and lending platform was all based on referrals. And then the cease and desist letters, there's a reason those letters came out. Like, they actually asked them to submit proof of all these extra documents. We looked through it on the show, and I told you all they have to do is just submit proof. They won't do that. So that's why I'm saying, like, they're doing the same thing. They're trying to blame everybody else, but they're not trying to actually say, okay, we'll show you this. Well, they're not trying to abide by the rules or even meet them halfway or even a quarter of the way. They're just saying, there's nothing we can do. It's too much. We're closing. And it's a shitty way to end your lending platform, because this hurts everybody. This hurts all these other lending platforms that had nothing to do with BitConnect. This hurts all the cryptocurrencies out there, because now BitConnect is associated with other cryptocurrencies. It's terrible. This is a terrible day for crypto. It fucking sucks. And I hate that BitConnect ruined days like this. And then to top it all off, you know, because it gets better. So they say this is not the end of this community, but we are closing some of the services on the website platform, and we will continue offering other cryptocurrency services in the future. What? You're planning on releasing that BitConnect X ICO still? Who the fuck is going to buy your coin now? This is ridiculous. And this is the shitty part, is that not only are they saying, okay, we're walking away from this. No, they want to continue services, doing something else. Fuck that. You just ruined your name. And all the people that were pumping BitConnect, you know, you ruined your name as well, because no one's going to believe you now. Like by Trevon saying that he's going to steam it, fuck, I'm getting off of steam it. Because if he's going to it, this guy attracts Ponzi schemes, it seems like it. Gosh, man, it's bad. It's really bad. And I'm sorry, guys, if some of you guys invested in BitConnect because I said there was a small chance that you could make money. I really sincerely apologize. I hope you guys aren't hurting because of that right now. I lost, I think I made a total of $80 to $100 on BitConnect just here recently, and I think I lost a total of $360-something, somewhere around there. I can't even log into the site to pull my crypto. I'm already calling it a loss. I'm not expecting it. One of my coworkers was talking about BitConnect today at work, and he was telling me, "Did you hear about BitConnect?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, and he was like, "What do you think?" And I was like, "Dude, I told you it was going to be closed down by June." Like, and I was like, I didn't think it was going to get closed down this fast. Like, I literally thought it would be closed by June, but to see it closed by January, I did not see that coming. Like, not at all. And he was like, "Yeah, I know. I can't believe it." He's like, "I was able to pull out my crypto." And I'm like, "Well, good for you. It sucks for everybody else, you know?" But at the same time, it's kind of like there's nothing you can do at this point. Like, it is what it is. You live and learn, and you have to move on to the next one, you know? But, you know, I started off this podcast, and I want to finish up the news section before we get into interesting video of the day. I do want to say I'm sincerely sorry if any of you guys invested in BitConnect because of me. I know no one used any of my referral codes, so that's a good thing. So I think what I'm going to have to do now is just be really, really upfront about everything when it comes to what I invest in and the reasons why I invest in it and the reasons why I'm out of it or the reasons why I'm not getting in on it. And I'm also going to have to be more upfront about some of the cryptos that I plan on holding for a little while. Like, one, for example, was Verge. When I told you guys to hold it to buy it at 0.9 cents, and then I ended up having to sell it at like 17 cents, something like that. But it got as high as 30 cents. And I remember I told you guys, keep holding it, keep holding it, it's going to do well. And I think right now it's closing down to like 10 cents. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things I really need to focus in on giving you an outline for a coin. So when I tell you about a coin, I'm also telling you an exit strategy as well, and not just making that exit strategy along the way. So I do apologize about that as well. I need to get better at doing that, because honestly, guys, like I want to be honest with you. And the reason I'm being honest with you right now is because I want you guys to stick around, and I'm not trying to use you guys for short-term gain or anything like that. So I don't want to lose you guys as listeners, you know, just because, like, I really enjoy doing this podcast, and I really enjoy, you know, talking about crypto every day. And I really enjoy having you guys shooting me messages and talking to me and all that kind of stuff. It's one of my favorite things about my life these days is this podcast. Like, I truly am falling in love with Thriller Podcast, and I'm falling in love doing this every day. Like, it's quickly becoming something that I'm starting to realize I want to do for the rest of my life. And anybody who starts having feelings like that doesn't want to blow it just because for short-term gains, you know? So I'm going to try to be better, guys. And I do promise to give you guys upfront exit strategies now when it comes to coin. So that way you guys aren't wondering what I'm doing or left wondering what to do later on. So with that, let's get into our interesting video of the day.
Cars. Interesting video of the day.
So we're going to keep that BitConnect train running right now. And I'm going to play something from Sunny Decree. He's somebody I follow here on YouTube. He called BitConnect early on, and he really laid it out and said that it was, in fact, a Ponzi scheme, I think back in September of last year. I'm going to play a video from him now talking about BitConnect and their exit scam.
Also, the whole BitConnect debit card lie, where they had a logo of MasterCard on their BCC pay card, but there was clearly no official cooperation. And by the way, for those people who were tweeting me, the BCC pay card, well, that card was from Ubik, and there was no BitConnect logo on that card at all. So MasterCard probably didn't even know about BitConnect. And of course, just recently, they launched an ICO, BitConnect X, and that no one really had an idea what it's all about. But anyway, guys, let's talk about what we can do right now. So basically, what I've seen so far is that they have a message, but I cannot open that up. It's still loading. Here in CryptoNick's video, I can actually see what it says. This is to inform all community members that we're closing the BitConnect lending and exchange platform. We're closing the lending operation immediately with the release of all outstanding loans. With release of your entire active loan in the lending wallet, we are transferring all your lending wallet balance to your BitConnect wallet balance at $363.62. Well, if I go to coinmarketcap.com, that's a pretty good price for them and a pretty bad price for me, right? I got all my loans in BitConnect coins. It was 60 coins. The problem is their exchange is currently not working, so you cannot do anything on the exchange, and probably I should not have hit that button during this video. I probably cannot log in anymore, but what I did and what I was able is to send all my BCC tokens to HitBTC. You can see the mail in here. You have successfully sent 60.3 BCC, which was pretty much my active loan paid out in BCC tokens to a very unfair price for me. But anyway, I was able to start the transaction, but they never arrived. And then I started to watch the chat in here, and there are some people in here already saying that they did not get their BCC coins either. As we speak right now, I still had $21,000 in loans. I cannot withdraw my Bitcoin. I still have leftover on the platform. I withdrew my BCC tokens, which are completely worthless right now. And I mean, who wants to buy them? No one wants to buy them right now anymore. So probably I will lose $21,000 flat.
So that's one of the things I love about Sunny is he's very transparent about everything that he does. He's pretty damn honest when it comes to anything that he looks into. And he tells everybody the way it really is. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but you know, he really does his best to explain things properly and explain things to the best of his knowledge, and then let the listener or viewers decide. So that is from Sunny Decree. I put a link here in the show notes for his YouTube channel. I would highly recommend checking him out. Everything that I've seen from him on his videos are pretty top notch. So. He does a lot of mining platforms as well, where he'll get in on the mining stuff. So he always does reviews on that kind of stuff. Let's go ahead and get into coin talk.
It is time for coin talk.
So crypto was already going down today. Like, it was already going down. Then the BitConnect thing came out, and then it came even down even more. Right now, everything's down. It's not looking good right now. But you know what, guys? To be honest with you, to be truly honest with you, I'm not scared. I'm not scared because I'm looking at things like the way they are, and I realize that this is only momentary. I think I put a total of $1,700 into Bitcoin in the very beginning, and I slowly spent it all. And then I put in some more, even more money, like back in December when I got my bonus, and I think I put in a total of like $1,400, $1,500 actually, and I threw some in Ethereum and I threw some in Bitcoin. And then I slowly took away from those and then started propagating them out into the other altcoins last year. But I'm not looking at that as investment money. I know it's kind of weird. Like, that $1,500 that I put in last year here in December, I'm not looking at it as investment money. I'm looking at it as, like, these are coins that I bought. These are the coins that I invested in because I wanted them, you know. But I wouldn't even call it investing money. I'd call it spending money, because I could have used that $1,500 on something else, like on an Xbox or like a Nintendo Switch, or, you know, a brand new computer or something like that. I would have bought something else entirely with it. But instead, I decided to buy some coins with it. And right now, my portfolio is not looking good at all. Like, it's really not looking good at all. I think I'm down a total of $1,200 here in the past 2 days. So I've literally almost lost all of my bonus that I put in here in December. And I have a shit ton of coin. Like, I haven't sold anything. But at the same time, I don't think I am. Like, there's really no point for me to sell anything at this point. If I'm selling, I'm selling at a loss. And it just doesn't make any sense for me. Just because I already I've already thrown that $1,500 and wrote it off in my head. Like, you know, this is something that I'm spending on. I'm spending crypto on it, and that's it. You know, and I had planned that for the past, I think in November is when I started planning on using some of that bonus for crypto. You know, it wasn't even 3 short weeks ago, guys, when I was up like $3,000 in 3 days. So for me to want to sell now that I'm down $1,500 to $2,000 here in the past week, it would be ridiculous of me, because that means I should have sold everything when it was up $3,000 here three weeks ago. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I'm tired of doing the day-to-day, like, looking at my block folio, like, every 30 minutes. I'm just going to hold. And I'm going to hold because I think that is the right thing to do, especially with coins that I believe in. And with that, let's get into our disclaimer.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
So if we jump right into the beginning, we can see that Bitcoin is at $11,000. It is down 15%. It was at $20,000 here at the beginning of, or towards the end of last year, and it's dropped down $9,000. Honestly, I wish these days I would have just held on to Bitcoin, especially when it comes to, you know, using that money that I threw into BitConnect. I wish I would have threw that into Bitcoin and just held on to it, you know. Even at 11,000, still better than being at nothing. Look here at Ethereum. It is at $1,000. So even Ethereum is a solid project. It still has a lot going for it. And it's even down 16%. We got Ripple. So Ripple was at $3 here, and it's down 23%. It went from $2 back down to $1.23. This is where I re-upped at. This is where I bought some even more Ripple. Spent a lot more money to buy Ripple. I'm not selling my Ripple. I am not selling my Ripple. Looking here at Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash is holding steady at $1,700. It was at $2,600. It's down negative 21%. We got Cardano. Cardano was looking like it was going back up. It was at $1.25, and it looked like it was going to come swing back up. It started getting to 85 cents. Right back down to 60 cents now. It's down 18%. I hold Cardano, and I hold a shit ton of Cardano, and I'm not going to sell my Cardano because I bought some at 35 cents. I bought some more at 85 cents, and I think I even bought some more like at 95 cents. I'm not selling my Cardano. Fuck no. I don't care if I'm losing money right now. I'm not selling my Cardano. I believe in the project. I think that project is going to make me a lot of money one day. I'm looking at Litecoin right now. Litecoin is down to $191. That sucks. It's down 15%. Look here at NEO. NEO's down 20%. Is at $143. We got NEM at 94 cents. So even NEM went back down under a dollar. It's down 30%. Look here at Stellar. Even Stellar. Stellar is another coin that I hold a massive amount of. And I am not selling Stellar. I am not selling my Stellar. This is one that I truly believe in. Truly believe in. The only competitor to Ripple in the whole cryptocurrency space. Fuck no, am I not selling my Stellar. I am holding that shit. 22%. It's down 22%. You know, and there's a lot of different ways you can do holding, you know, and we'll get into more of that here in the main topic. But look at IOTA. IOTA is down to $2.55. It's down 24%. You got EOS down back to $10. So it's down 18%. We got Dash. Dash is another great project. It's $763. It's down 15%. We got Monero. Monero is another great project here in crypto. $320, down 20%. We got Tron. Tron is there's a coin that we talked about yesterday in our main topic. It's back down to 5 cents. It literally went from 15 cents to 5 cents here in almost a week, down 22%. Am I holding my Tron? At this point, I don't have a choice. I have a crap ton of Tron and I bought it at 0.9 cents. Could it get back down to 0.9 cents? I think it probably is going to get back down there just because of everything that we looked into yesterday under Tron. And it looks like that's very likely, you know. It sucks because this is one coin that, you know, I recommended to you guys. And I told you guys that this would be a good coin to hold long term. But looking at it now, Tron is not looking like a coin that I want to hold long term anymore. This is a coin that as soon as it gets back up to a decent size amount, I'm thinking 30 to 50 cents. I plan on selling Tron at that point. I have a crap ton of Tron. Right now, I could sell and still make like $100 or something. But at that point, it's better off for me just to hold it. I should have sold it when it was at 30 cents. I would have made a lot more money. But I'm not going to sell it here at 5 cents. There's absolutely no point for me to sell it at 5 cents. I plan on selling Tron once it gets back to 30 cents or even 50 cents. Because I think that's the right place to let go of that coin. Do I think it can get back up there? It's not looking good right now. It's definitely not looking good right now. You look here at Bitcoin Gold at $187. It's down 26%. We got Icon at $7, down 18%. We got Ethereum Classic at $28, down 25%. Ethereum Classic. Damn, that sucks. We got Lisk at $21. So even Lisk went from $30 back to $21 here in less than a week. It's down 18%. We got Ardor at $1.59. Even Ardor is going down 25%, and it was up on its way up. We got Zcash is another solid project, open source project, and even they are down to $499, down 17%. We got Stratus down 22% at $15. We got Siacoin. Siacoin was another coin that I was really bullish on. I still am bullish on it. I still am going to hold my Siacoin with very little I have. It's down 21%. It's at 4 cents. I'm still going to hold it. I still think this coin has some legs to make some money. We got Bitcoin at 0.6 cents. That sucks. Mining a shit ton of Bitcoin these days and it's becoming worthless. We got Verge. This Verge is at 8 cents now. So even Verge is starting to plummet now too. It's at 24, down 24%. We got Status at 22, down 22%, down to 30 cents. I'm holding my Status. I bought it at 59 cents. I'm not selling it. This is another coin that I looked at, and I really loved the idea. I loved the team behind it, and I'm holding that coin. I'm not selling it. We got Steam at $3.81. Right now, I plan on probably closing my Steam account here sometime this week. It kind of sucks because I felt like I was making some money there, but if, you know, other people that were involved in the whole BitConnect referral scam are moving over to Steemit, then that tells me that that's probably going to go down as well too. So we got BitShares at 33 cents, down 30%. We got Waves at $8.32, down 20%. We got Dogecoin. Even Dogecoin was looking good at 2 cents. Not too long ago, and it's at 0.6 cents now. Back down. If we go down the rest of the chain, guys, it's all down. We got 21% down for Electronium. We got Digibyte back down to 6 cents, down 22%. We got Golem. Golem was another coin that I was starting to look into. It's down 25% at 67 cents. Yeah, we got everything down right now, and it kind of sucks. We even Power Ledger. So Power Ledger was one that I really want to buy. I really want to buy some Power Ledger. I wish I had some extra money to buy Power Ledger. It's down 25%. It's at 87 cents. This sucks. Got Red Coin at 1 penny, down 26%. Yeah, this really sucks a lot. Yeah, everything else is down, guys. Everything else is down. We got Game Credit Coin at $4, down 30%. Yeah, everything's down. The only thing good about this is even the great projects like Ethereum, like Cardano, like Litecoin, like Stellar, like Bitcoin, like, you know, Dash, Monero, like these type of coins, the ones that we know will survive, even these are the ones are down as well. So that tells me the whole market's down. Even the solid, you know, rational thinking coins are down. It's just a bad day in crypto in general. Some people are calling this a flash crash. Who knows? Honestly, who knows? I always thought it was because it was January and February. My true belief, 100%, is I do think it's because it's January and February, and there's just a whole lot of shit going on in China right now. Miners moving out. You know, we have regulators coming down over there. We have regulators coming down over here in the States as well, too. Crypto is a world currency, guys. It's a world market cap. You know, it's just not a coin market cap. It's a world market cap as well. So you have to take a lot of things into consideration when you're trying to, you know, get a feel of what's going on. And right now, you know, everything's down. There was one piece of video that I listened to from Box Mining today, and he was interviewing some people from Korea, and they were talking about how this is the Chinese New Year and everything's slowing down right now, and the Chinese New Year is coming up. Some people are predicting in his video that it will be back up after the beginning of the Chinese New Year. It is the year of the dog, as they say. So we will see what will happen here. My whole thing is I am holding on to my crypto. Everything that I've invested in, all the money that I've ever put into crypto, I have always looked at it as a purchase, and some of them as investments. Cardano is an investment of mine. You know, Stellar is an investment of mine. Some of these other coins like Tron and Verge and Redcoin, those type of coins, those are my short-term goal kind of coins, the ones that I want to cash out. Ripple is another one that I plan on holding short-term and then cashing out as soon as it gets to, you know, on Coinbase. Like, I wish they would do somewhere right about now. That would be great. You know, that would be awesome if Coinbase would just release Ripple on their platform right now and save the entire world of cryptocurrency. But that's not likely going to happen. So that's it. That's all we got for Coin Talk. Let's go ahead and get into our main topic today. We are talking crypto, or how I learned to stop worrying and love the HODL. Main topic starting right now.
Time for today's main topic on Thriller with Car Gonzalez, only on Anchor.fm.
And this is probably the best time. I wasn't going to release this video, but I feel with the need, with everything that's going on today, it's just a down day in crypto, the whole BitConnect fiasco. You know, I wanted to talk about a different coin today because I feel like you guys get the most benefit from those type of episodes. And I wanted to just discuss, you know, some of these other coins. But the more I thought about it and the more I realized the type of day it was going to become, I realized some people need to hear this as a main topic. Crypto, or how I learned to stop worrying and love the HODL. A lot of people do crypto in a lot of different ways. This is the way I do it, simply. There is no right or wrong way to do it. There isn't the correct way of doing it. There isn't the smart way of doing it. There isn't the dumb way of doing it. You know, there's just your way of doing it. So however you guys choose to invest is how you choose to invest. I'm not a financial analyst. I cannot tell you how to invest your money. But I will say make the best decision for you and your family. And that's what I do. So today I'm going to talk about what I do. And I'm going to talk about why I choose to HODL. And I kind of explained a little bit here in the coin talk segment. But on some of these coins, like Cardano, like Stellar, like Bitcoin, like Ethereum, like some of those coins, those are the ones that I have lots of coins involved in them. I have a lot of staked in them. Those are the ones that I'm holding long term because I truly believe those are the ones that are going to make me the most money. I truly believe that. I do not see a day where Cardano is not, you know, a really high amount of coin. So this is why I choose to HODL on those cryptos. I will say also that Bitcoin, a lot of people hate on Bitcoin. A lot of people think it's a worthless coin. Right now, I wish I would have threw even more money into Bitcoin. I wish I had money to throw in Bitcoin now. You know, I think what makes me the most upset about the whole BitConnect thing was the fact that I was going to move all that money back into Bitcoin. And I was planning to take all that $600 that I invested in and throw it back into Bitcoin. Which kind of sucks because all that $600 is gone now. I didn't lose $21,000 like Sunny Decree here. But I lost a big chunk of change that that was scammed out of me. And that kind of sucks. So what I'm trying to let you guys know and what I'm hoping that you guys will take away from this is not to worry. Don't look at crypto as a short-term play. Yes, it can be. You know, we've seen to where we can go overnight, you know, from 0.9 cents to 30 cents. Or we've seen where we can go from 85 cents to $3. Or we've seen where we can go from $75, $50 to $300 in a matter of a week. That's one of the best things about crypto. This is why I truly believe it's going to change the world and it's going to make a lot of people with very little money multimillionaires or, you know, more better off than they were if they would not have got involved in it. I don't think there is one single bone in my body that doesn't believe some of the coins that I invest in are not going to turn a profit. And that could be blind faith, as some people might call that, or that could just be dumb. But that's just what I believe in, and that's what I want to do with my money. So I'm going to play something from you, from this guy that I follow here on YouTube. He's known to be, you know, kind of very, very safe with his money. And he's also known to review some coins that I don't agree with him on, but he, for whatever reason, finds them to be, you know, worthwhile or worth investing in. So let me play that for you now.
If you're one of those people right now that are freaking out because the cryptocurrency markets are in a free fall, this episode is specifically tailored for you. I have been getting so many messages on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Reddit. It doesn't matter where. As soon as the market has a small correction, all the new investors start freaking out. And I think what is really important to do right now is focus on the fundamentals, look at your long-term game plan, and then figure out, did you get a little too deep into crypto too fast? If you have, I've got some strategies that you can use that will minimize your losses and put you in a much better frame of mind for the rest of 2018. So when it comes to cryptocurrencies, there are 7 rules that I think everybody should follow. The first rule, I think, is to set realistic goals. I've noticed a lot of people coming in with the expectation that they're going to turn $1,000 into $1,000,000. If you want to turn $1,000 into $1,000,000, I think what you're really doing to the cryptocurrency markets is treating it like a casino. You would need to get so incredibly lucky to turn $1,000 into $1,000,000. Statistically, it's a difficult task. I mean, it's very, very difficult for me to think of that as a realistic goal. And yet so many of these new investors, so many of these new YouTube channels pop up and they all basically are promising get rich, get rich, get rich. And that's not how getting rich works. Typically, getting rich involves discipline. It involves research. It involves hard work. And if you think that it's just as simple as putting $1,000 in an ICO and being a millionaire a year from now, look, I wish you the best of luck. I have no problems if you do that and you're successful. I just know if I have $1,000, if I invest it, I'm not going to become a millionaire. So it's for those reasons that I think one very important step when you're getting involved into crypto is to set realistic goals. So maybe your expectation is to double your portfolio in a year. Now, considering the risks and reward, that might seem like a much more realistic goal. And even by any other financial measure, if you were able to double your crypto portfolio in 12 months, that is an incredible return compared to the stock market, real estate, saving accounts, anything like that. Doubling your portfolio in a year would be incredible. So, I mean, for me, if I could double my portfolio, that would be incredible this year. I think that's a very aggressive goal. So I find it interesting that in my personal opinion, I'd like to double my portfolio this year. And then I've got some other people that are much newer to the scene coming on, and they seem very confident that they're going to 100x, 1000x their investments. So I wish you guys the best. But obviously, if you're going to take those type of risks, when the markets do take a tumble like this, you're going to be on the receiving end of those losses. Next is don't make emotional decisions. I see so many people that don't take an analytical approach to investing. They say, oh, Tron's down 35% today. I have to invest in it. You know, like something is fundamentally different, or because it went down 35% today, it can't go down another 30% tomorrow. If you have a degree in mathematics, if you have a degree in finance, if you're a savvy investor who's watched these charts and has these theories, you might be right. If you're an everyday person like myself and you're trying to time the bottom and the top of the market, time and time again, you're going to be wrong. And the more emotion that you put into these decisions, the less that you're really educating yourself about the technology, about the market, about the industries. I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to get done. And I feel like by people emotionally attaching themselves to one cryptocurrency and spending all day pressing F5, F5 refresh, you know, to see what the new price is on CoinMarketCap, I feel like they're really doing themselves a huge disservice. Because while those people are spending all day in front of their computers refreshing their screens, I'm actually researching technologies. I'm talking to different people involved in different platforms. I'm trying to better my understanding of the industry. I'm trying to better my understanding of the individual altcoins. I'm trying to really improve my understanding of everything. So over 2018 as a whole, I have a solid investment strategy. Next on my list, don't buy crap. I see so many people on Facebook and so many people popping up on Telegram right now that are in pump and dump schemes, that are investing into cryptocurrencies that they literally have absolutely no understanding or no appreciation of how they work. I've seen other people that basically use this terrible logic that says things like, well, if Ripple trades at $2 and Bitcoin trades at $15,000, surely one day Ripple could be the next Bitcoin. And they ignore things like market cap, they ignore the things like the technology and everything else that goes in behind it. So one of the things that I constantly say to everybody, especially when the markets are hot and people are getting really enthusiastic to invest, I just always say relax. You know, now is not a time to put all of your money into crypto, the same way that at the top of the market, it's not a time to put all your money into crypto. What I recommend doing and what has made me successful in the past is research. It's taking your time. It's taking a very long-term and disciplined approach. When I look at a cryptocurrency, and I've done so many reviews, 6 months worth of reviews, I don't always immediately jump in and buy that crypto. If I like it, I might buy some of it, but I'm actually watching it. I'm putting it on my radar because I want to know more. And over time, I'll get more and more comfortable. And as I get more comfortable with the project, that's as I'll start investing more funds.
So he goes on to say, you know, some more points, and they're all well taken. You know, I agree with most, if not all of those. And that's kind of something that I've been trying to do here for this podcast, is do some more research. That's why we do these, you know, these kind of 60-minute specials, like I like to call them every once in a while, just because I feel like they're necessary, especially for the coins that you guys, I know that you guys are invested in as well as me. And I also want to say that if you guys want to listen to more of what he has to say, check out his channel. It's in the show notes. His name is David Hay. He's pretty knowledgeable about a lot of different aspects to crypto. There are some coins that he does suggest that I just don't agree with him on, frankly. So just be aware of some of the coins that he does review, because I feel, this is my opinion, I feel like he reviews coins just to review them as opposed to review them for a reason. With me, I like to review the coins that I either have a stake in or ones that you guys have specifically told me to review. So maybe it's the same with him as well, too. I don't know, but he never discloses that. So I think that's it for Thriller Podcast today. I feel like we covered the gamut. I feel like we've been all over the place. I feel like it's been a bad day for crypto, and I can't wait to wake up tomorrow. I hate to say it, but I'm one of those people, and you'll probably get to know me more as, you know, the years go on, but I'm one of those people, like, I've always been this way. Whenever I'm having a bad day, or whenever, like, if something's not going my way, I get a flat tire in the beginning of the day, and then I trip over my shoelaces in the middle of the day, and then by the time I get to lunch, like, some of the food falls on my shirt, and I'm just having, like, an overall bad day. And those happen for me every once in a while. Not too often, but they do happen every once in a while. Everybody gets those, you know, where just nothing is going right that day. So what I usually do is I give up early. I send it in, as they say. Like, I realize that today's not my day, and I try to minimize as much risk as possible for that day. I don't go, you know, somebody says, hey, you want to go to the movies, and I'm having the worst day of my life. I don't go to the movies, because who's to say I don't get in a car accident and die? You know, I don't want to sound so grim, but it's, you know, it's the truth. So that's why I am the way I am, and that's why I'm very much like, today's a bad day in crypto. I can't wait just to send it in and get to bed and wake up tomorrow and see a whole brand new day. So with that, guys, remember, buy Bitcoin, save the fucking world. That's all we can do now. That's the only thing we can do at this point. Because honestly, Bitcoin is the highest crypto right now at 11,000. And to me, that's still a beautiful thing. If you guys are interested in more of Thriller Podcast, find us on Twitter at Thriller Podcast. You can also find us on our very active Instagram page at Thriller Podcast. I do post some snaps every once in a while on Snapchat at car-gons. If you want to find us on our website, go to thrillerpodcast.club. And finally, if you want to send us an email, go ahead at car@thrillerpodcast.club, and I'll make sure to read it on the show. Hey guys, so I just wanted to say sorry if today was kind of a downer episode. I just feel like I try to do my best to be up for this podcast every day, but today was just one of those days where I want it to be truthful and honest, and I hope you guys can respect that. I'll try to be more happy tomorrow, I promise. But thanks for listening if you made it this far into the show, and I just want to say sorry for that. So if you guys would like to support the show, head over to patreon.com/thrillerpodcast. There we are having an awesome community that's being built right now as we speak. We are entirely funded by our Patreon. It's exciting stuff. We're constantly talking about crypto, and we're constantly, you know, asking each other questions and helping each other out to learn more. It's only $1 a month if you want to be a part of everything on Patreon. It's $5 a month if you want to become an executive producer, just like Josine, and help pick some of the shows that we talk about here on a weekly basis. Either way, if you guys are listening, thank you so much. And if you want to support the show, there's even more links in the show notes. Hope you guys enjoy the show. We'll see you next time on Thriller Podcast. We are out.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Carr Gonzalez. Thriller Podcast wants you to have a nice day. Remember to buy Bitcoin and save the world, one Satoshi at a time.